This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is praising the drone strike that killed Iran's top general. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says Qasem Soleimani was responsible for killing Americans and has now been terminated. He's trying to tamp down fears that the strike will lead to more conflict in the Middle East.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The president tells reporters in Florida he's not looking for a regime change in Iran, but that it must stop using proxy fighters to destabilize the region. And he warns targets of possible retaliation have been identified.
And I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
And Iran said at the UN Security Council Friday that it reserves the right to defend itself under international law. As VOA's Margaret Bashir reports, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged maximum restraint in the Middle East.
In a short statement, Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the escalation and warned that the world cannot afford another war in the Gulf. Outside the UN Security Council, where members were holding a closed-door meeting Friday morning on the situation in Syria, diplomats echoed his call. French Ambassador Nicolas de Riviere.
This is what we need now. We need de-escalation. We need stability in the region, and we will really encourage everybody to work for further de-escalation.
China's envoy Zhang Jun told reporters that Beijing is paying close attention to the situation. Russia's foreign ministry condemned Washington's targeted killing of the Iranian general, saying it would escalate regional tensions. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.